Welcome to our B Chapel for today. For those of you that don't remember what a B Chapel is, it's B-E, be still and know that I am God. So for the remainder of this service, you guys can stay seated and relaxed. You can sing when you want to. You can listen when you want to. Just don't fall asleep. One thing you might not want to fall asleep for is we have this for sale today. This is our chapel CD for the year. It's called Morning and Evening. And it is 2 for $20 or 1 for $12. When I started making these records, this is the fifth one that I've been a part of, I was trying to figure out what the point was, because a lot of these songs are songs that you might be able to find on other people's records. And I talked to a couple students, and what they said was, I don't care if Chris Tomlin or whoever has sung that song. What I care about is that this girl who was in my biology class sang it on this Wednesday in this chapel. And what I started to understand was that this CD is really about God in us for this year. In some ways, it's a spiritual memoir. It's a spiritual yearbook. It's a memorial. So I know I might look younger than I actually am, but I'm somewhat of a dinosaur when it comes to buying CDs. I really like to hold these things in my hand, to open them up and to read through all this. And a lot of people put a lot of work into this, so I really encourage you to have a memento, have something that can memorialize. It's really not about the money. We don't make money on these CDs, but we need to somehow break even on it. So I always make jokes every year about not burning the chapel CD, and I go, don't burn it, and everybody's like, like that, right? All right, so that's the typical thing. You're used to just sharing that. If you want some to give away, I can come and give you some to give away if it's for ministry purposes. But just let's make this a CD that's ours, that we can show to each other what God has done. So we tried to pick songs that represent the full movement of this year, and I think it's a pretty darn fun record. I need to give a good shout out to Chris Cox for all the artwork that he did on this CD. So thank you, Chris. And while I'm at it, I should also probably give a big shout out to Paul Chamness for all of his work. He's taken over the mixing responsibilities. So today we're going to be focusing on our continued journey through Lent. As we think about Lent, we need to know that it is a practice of 40 days of preparation. It's a period in the Christian church that was originally decided upon in the third and the fourth centuries. And Lent is part of the church calendar, and it was established short before the Reformation. And it's a practice that's observed by Episcopalians, Anglicans, Catholics, and many Protestant denominations. And the number 40 carries biblical significance based on the 40 years Israel spent in the wilderness and Jesus' 40-day fast in the wilderness as well. The 40 days of Lent begin on Ash Wednesday, last Wednesday, and continue through Holy Week. And this doesn't count Sundays, which are reserved mostly for a celebratory worship. And in practice, most congregations choose to focus their Sundays on themes of repentance and renewal. So during Lent, as we prepare ourselves to rehearse this wondrous story of Easter, this beautiful saving act of our Lord who died on the cross and rose from the dead, what we're doing is we're imagining for these 40 days a world without a Redeemer. And we imagine what it would be like if Jesus had not walked on this earth. What if he had not risen? What if he had not taken victory over death and sin? And a world without this resurrection of Christ would indeed be dark in a hopeless world. So what can we do in the face of such darkness? We can lament. We can cry out to God. What does that mean? Lamentation is a bold complaint to God for all the things that are not as they should be, the things that are broken. And so we can freely and confidently cry out to God, why are these things broken? Why are relationships falling apart? Why are marriages fracturing? Why can't some of our friendships endure? Why do our bodies fail us? Why does death sting? Why is our economy struggling? Why is there so much unemployment? Why is it so hard to find a job? Why do politicians fight? Why do nations war against each other? Why are there earthquakes in Japan, genocides in Darfur, civil war in Libya? And why are there tensions on our own campus? Why can't we be more unified? Why is it sometimes so hard to get along? Lamentation is explicitly countercultural, yet it is thoroughly biblical. Roughly one-third of the Psalms are of lamentation. But unfortunately, we don't regularly practice lamentation because we Americans like to put on our happy faces and pretend that everything is okay. If you're walking across campus today and someone stops and asks you, "So how are you doing?" We are all trained to say, "I'm fine. Everything's all right." But is it okay? Are we fine? What is lurking under the surface of our composure? Don't we all carry around some sort of ache and pain? Don't we all have something to lament, whether in our lives or something in the lives of the others around us or in this world? And most of us don't know what to do with our pain. We don't know how to confront it, and so we stay really, really busy, whether with work or with play, because it's difficult to slow down and to attempt a few moments of silence. Because when we slow down and quiet ourselves, the pain can bubble up and rise to the surface, making our minds and our hearts race. And so we get fidgety, and we reach for our computers, we reach for our cell phones, we reach for our instant messages, we reach for our texting, we pop in a video to do anything to preoccupy ourselves so that lamentation can be hidden far, far away. So today, what we're going to do next is to move into a period of silence and to allow those voices to bubble up inside of us so we can turn those emotions and those racing thoughts into prayers. So what I want to do in solidarity today is I want us all to grab our cell phones and I want you to turn them off with me. Just turn it off. It's okay. I'll watch the clock and I'll get you out on a good time. But let's all turn off our cell phones. And let us sit here just for a few minutes in the silence. Let us embrace the silence. So if you need to get comfortable, relax your shoulders, put your hands on your lap. Pay attention to breathing. And we say, "Lord Jesus, prepare in us silence. And when those voices come screaming to our hearts and our minds, show us how to turn those into prayers for help."
We can pray prayers of lamentation because Jesus, our Savior, who faced death, he even prayed prayers of lamentation. So hear these words from Psalm 22, a messianic psalm. And it's no doubt these words that Jesus was drawing upon when he was hanging on the cross, crying out his greatest prayer of lamentation. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are enthroned on the praises of Israel, and our ancestors trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm. I'm not human. Scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me, they mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. So do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count on my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes amongst themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have rescued me. And I will tell of your name to my brothers and my sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. And you, offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but he heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forevermore. For all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. If you can, leave in silence. Lord Jesus, be with us as we leave here today. In your holy name, amen.